Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, one of the trends that I'm seeing in the travel industry, and I hope you're seeing it too, is the removal of the single supplement charge by many tour operators, making it much easier to travel solo. But before we get into it, let's just talk what a single supplement is for those who may not know.
Right. So if you are traveling as a single individual, at times the supplier or the travel company will charge an additional cost to what they usually quote as based on double occupancy. So in some cases, it could be 150 to 200% on the double occupancy charge. So it does add up, and at times can be a deterrent to people wanting to travel and explore the world, because either they don't have a partner or a friend they could go with, or their partner just doesn't like to travel.
So it's good news, I think. As I said, you're seeing more and more tour operators removing the single supplement, making it easier to travel solo. And in some instances, traveling solo doesn't mean you're alone.
Oh,
right?
No, absolutely not. I went to India, and I waited for a couple of years to see if anybody would want to go. But India is a place that you either really want to go or you don't want to go. So I decided I was going to go, and I joined a company, Abercrombie & Kent, that offered small group journeys. So I still was traveling solo, had my own room, which is really nice. But I still have the companionship of the people on the group, as well as the opportunity to make new friends along the way.
Well, yeah, and you're with like-minded people. So obviously, in your example, people that wanted to go to India obviously have an interest in that. And it's similar to, you know, different types of tours and those things, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it was really interesting that I actually enjoyed myself more than a lot of trips where I've traveled with other people, because I could really just focus on what I wanted to see and just being in the moment and enjoying the destination.
So what are some examples of companies that have dropped the single supplement? And are you seeing more and more of that?
Yes, because solo travel is becoming quite a huge market. So travel companies do want to take advantage of that interest. So for an example, as far as river cruise companies or small ship companies, not Avalon, Waterways, Uniworld River Cruises are waiving single supplements on select departures. And these are on some of the most popular of their itineraries. Now, it varies from year to year and maybe quarter to quarter. So definitely check with your travel advisor to see what's on offer. Also, big ship sailing. Oceania, they have 31 sailings in Asia, Africa, Alaska, Mediterranean, Northern Europe, that they can take advantage of the zero single supplement. So that really expands the world that people can go and see. And then as far as coach tour companies talk, they've eliminated their category one of European river boats, but also there's land vacations that you can enjoy the single supplement. Club Med in their resorts in Cancun, Punta Cana, and Ixtapa are waiving single supplement costs. And Cosmos, which is a part of Globus family of brands, is waiving their single supplement on 15 tours across Europe and North America.
Yeah, so there's lots of examples. And like we were saying, more and more, you're seeing this trend of removing the single supplement. And that's with tour companies. Now, that's one example. The other example is, obviously, if you are literally traveling solo and you're doing it all on your own and organizing everything on your own, there's some pros and cons to it. Like it's probably a lot of the websites that I've seen, you know, debating the pros and cons. They all say the same thing about everyone should try it at least once.
I think so. Absolutely. And you don't have to do it all by yourself and create it. You know, talk to your travel agent, because They for sure will make sure that they're looking out for your safety, the best value for your budget, and at the destination you want to go to. But as far as, if you do it on your own and something does go wrong, it's down to you to figure out how to get out of the situation. We talked about higher costs being sometimes a downfall. As a couple, you can share the cost, but as a single person, you're bearing that cost on your own. And also, like in places in Asia, they have like family sharing as far as meals and stuff. So again, it does there are downfalls that you just have to know and understand.
Yeah, for sure. Like if you've budgeted all that and obviously it's going to cost a little more if you're getting a hotel room. It's the room night rate. It's not the per person rate, but you know that all going into it. But it's like it's a personal growth thing too. That when you're by yourself, you have to rely on yourself, and it's a really you really grow as a person. I think you really find out what kind of person you are or who you thought you were when you do travel by yourself, because you don't have that other person to say to say, okay, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. It's either you do it or you
Right,
don't.
and that's it exactly. Because sometimes it's like sink or swim, swim time. You have to figure out what you have to do by yourself and then go with it.
But I think people probably, they say it's hard to meet people, but when you are traveling by yourself, it seems to be easier to meet people because, you don't really have a choice. If you want to find out something, you have to strike up a conversation with somebody,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. And and there other people are in the same scenario, so I think people then gravitate to each other with regards to, just looking at a site. Like maybe you're in Sydney, Australia, you're standing in front of the Sydney Opera House, and then you have an opportunity to, people around you just to enjoy that spectacle and kind of describe how you feel. It's a good way to learn people, and I've heard for travelers and even myself, like you meet people. And you're still in contact with them years later.
Yeah, and I know obviously too that you can do what you want, like, and you can spend as much time as you want at a certain location or destination. If you're interested in museums, for example, and you have a partner that has no interest in that whatsoever, but they're kind of going, out of their way to please you, you still have that in the back of your mind going, okay, well, my partner isn't really enjoying this, so let's move on when you'd really love to spend probably maybe a few more hours,
Yes,
right?
and that is so true because interests vary, whether you're a couple or friends. So it's nice that if this is the place you want to go, maybe it's your bucket list trip, you don't want to be rushing through it. You want to just stay and just absorb the atmosphere, what you're looking at, the history, the culture. And that's another thing, is that you when you do travel, whether as a solo, as with friends and family, it's just nice to enjoy the local people and just kind of hear their side of, their country and how and what they the little tidbits that they can give you along the way with regards to maybe something you should go see or a restaurant you can go and eat at.
Obviously, and you touched on this too, safety is a big thing. When you're by yourself, you are vulnerable, and I think it's even more so for the case of women when you're traveling solo. And you have some actually good tips on your website, onandaforbes.com, about women traveling
Right.
solo.
So, women who share their travel plan solo are often met with questions about safety of the destination rather than expressions of interest or excitement. So, what you would do is, as far as, talk to other women while you're at the trip. They'll likely have insights you won't find in guidebooks, such as, areas to visit and avoid, newly opened hot spots in addition to old standards, the cultural context of whether that person is smiling over there is being friendly or creepy. And then you can return that favor when you're in your own hometown.
Lots of great advice, lots of tips for traveling solo. Don't let it hold you
No,
back, in other words, right? If you have no one to travel with, still
yeah,
go
really enjoy
anyway.
yourself.
Always great tips, always great advice. Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onetta Forbes, and you can get some great travel tips on her website, onettaforbes.com. It was always good chatting with you.
Have a good week.